Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning, last day of November 2022. Wednesday, November the 30th, 2022, 18 minutes past the hour, 34 degrees, cloudy skies here in the Marion area. That is one of my favorite interviews to do every year. Pat Koch, Santa Claus's number one elf, in Santa Claus, Indiana. Now, don't forget to get your letters out to Santa Claus if you're a teacher or you are a child. You've got to get those letters out ASAP because they've got to leave Santa Claus, Indiana by December 17th. So, again, the address, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you would like to make a monetary donation to that cause, it is kind of interesting. $20,000 in postage they spend every year. You make the check payable to Santa's elves, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. So that's how you do it. Also, Christmas cards here to WGH Talk. All you do is send them to us. If you put your return address in there, we will send you a card back, and we will read your card on the air. We've been doing this for years, and we will continue to do this year. Send the Christmas card to WGH Talk, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And put your return address in there so we can get a card back to you. And it is a customized WGH Christmas card. All right. Well, the wind is blowing outside today. There's no doubt about that. And I have a tree outside. It's a wooden tree that was given to me maybe 6 years ago. It's got Christmas lights. And I was pulling out of the driveway this morning to go down to McDonald's. And the tree was laying flat-faced in the yard. So I had to pick the Christmas tree up this morning, go out in that cold, windy air, and pick the Christmas tree up. I don't know if it's still standing up. I hope it is, but we shall see. Remember, I will not be on tomorrow. I have an appointment tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday morning. So tomorrow we will be doing a best of program, but tune in tomorrow, even though I will not be in, but I will be back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Friday morning at 8:15 a.m. Did want to remind everybody, we did get the word yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, that Joann Fabrics is closing. Coming in January, the closing will happen. Unfortunate. One of the last vestiges of the Marion Center Mall, but Joann Fabrics will be closing sometime in January. I think January the 19th is what I was told. And yesterday I was talking about the last dry cleaner in Marion closing down, but somebody told me yesterday that we still do have a dry cleaner in Marion. Now, does anybody know who that is? The person told me, but of course I didn't write it down. Who is the dry cleaner that is still open in Marion for people out there listening who might want to get their clothes dry cleaned? Does anybody know the dry cleaner in Marion that's still open? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody again, the big crash that happened last week, horrible accident out on Whetstone Road in which the car carrying the children and the mother went into the pond and two of the children were killed. I was notified over the weekend that everybody is out of the hospital now, the remaining children and the mother. So we hope the best for them. I imagine it's going to be a very rough time in regard to those children. But again, we wish the best for them, and hopefully it all turns out the best it can. Now, you know what I was thinking about this morning? I was thinking about sayings. And, you know, there is a saying involving a fruitcake. You're nutty as a fruitcake. Now, have you ever heard somebody say that? You're nutty as a fruitcake? But I was thinking the Claxton fruitcakes, not that I ever eat them, but they don't have nuts, do they? Are there nuts in a fruitcake? Because this saying would indicate that fruitcakes are very nutty. You're nutty as a fruitcake. Has anybody ever heard that saying, or do the Claxton fruitcakes have nuts in them? I don't know. Let me know. 740-751-4038. Or if you know where that dry cleaner is that is still in business in Marion, let me know about that as well. Or if you know anything about the opening of Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks, or the Del Taco, or anything else going on in town. All right, well, there's a weird story this morning on the internet going around that a Florida woman is suing Kraft for $5 million, saying Velveeta mac and cheese takes longer to make than advertised. The lawsuit claims that the packaging that says the cups will be ready in 3.5 minutes is false and misleading. Well, you know, 'tis the season to sue for money. $5 million. Do you understand? $5 million. The label on the cup of Velveeta's microwave mac and cheese says the meal only takes 3.5 minutes to prepare. But a Florida woman says this is false, and she's suing the manufacturer for $5 million. Oh, my God. Has filed a proposed $5 million class action lawsuit against Kraft Heinz Foods Company, alleging the producers' Velveeta shells and cheese takes longer than advertised to prepare, court documents show. Attorneys for Ramirez filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida on November the 18th, according to the complaint. The lawsuit claims that the packaging on the microwavable single-serve cups of mac and cheese says it will be ready in 3.5 minutes, and that is false and misleading. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of nutshells those are, but they do have nuts in them because the first year I got Velveeta fruitcake, I had one myself, and I almost cracked the mold on a, I didn't know if it was a walnut shell or what. There was a shell on accident that was in my cake, and I bit down on that, and I was like, whoo.
Now, that was, the first year you got Charlie a fruitcake, that was the first year you had a fruitcake?
No. Just the first year that I gave one to Charlie, I got one for myself, too. So, I sent Molly in with Harley's fruitcake, that's my daughter, and then I went to town on my own fruitcake, and of course, you know, I was on that thing like white on rice. I got me a big old bite and chomped. I thought, oh, what was that? And as I spit it out and went through it, I thought, oh, a nutshell, how great.
Well, I was just thinking, did you hear this story about the woman who's suing Kraft for $5 million?
Isn't that nuts?
Well, I'm thinking maybe I should go buy a fruitcake and eat it and start to choke, and I could sue Claxton for about 10.
Oh, leave Rufus and the gang alone.
No, I mean, honest to goodness, what is this about? $5 million because it
makes...
We're
just a sue happy, it's the culture we live in.
Yeah, but we're giving it all this
the
attention.
Is Alco that's still available or open?
See, I don't know. Where's Alco at? Alco Dry Cleaners.
Ain't that over on Sessner?
Well, see, I have been past that building, and it does not look like it's open. Now, I'm not saying that it's not, but I don't know if that's still open or not. Can you drive on over there and check? I know you got nothing to do.
Yeah, you know, I'm just bouncing around all day, enjoying the scenery.
Hey, did you?
I like you, just sitting there doing a bunch of nuts.
Doing a bunch of nuts. Did you get the holiday tradition with Pat Coke this morning?
Yes, that was so heartwarming. See, I didn't see this seem like she would be the coolest, person to go grab a cappuccino with.
Well, Santa Claus, Indiana is not that far from here. You ought to just hop on over there.
Yeah, I'll just come and do the best. Take a field trip.
I bet she gets a lot of letters from Marion, Ohio.
Probably, thanks to you interviewing her every year. What? How old is she?
Pat, I believe she's in her 90s.
Yeah, because didn't she say she had done it for 80 years?
Yeah, she started in the 40s. So if she would have been, yeah, if she would have been a teenager in the 40s, I guess she was born in the 20s or early 30s.
What a treasure. Well, have a good day, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nutty as a fruitcake. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Pat Coke. Santa's number one elf. What do you make about this, this Florida woman suing macaroni and cheese? Boy, it takes longer than three. Does anybody make the Velveeta macaroni and cheese? Does it take longer than 3.5 minutes to whip that stuff up? Boy, I'm glad I said stuff there. We don't want to go downhill. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Yes.
You were talking about the cleaners, and I called the one that I was telling you about yesterday on Sefner, and she said they're open. It's Alcove Cleaners, and she said the one down by Rite Aid is already closed. And I said, well, we didn't think there was any left in Marion, and she said, yes, we're open. So they're just right off Mount Vernon by that, I think it's that one church there on the corner, the Jewish church or something. They're right there, I think it's the first thing. I don't even think there's a house there. They're the first little building on the left.
Well, that's in. Now, do we know what hours? Because they always look closed to me.
Well, I didn't ask the hours. I mean, it's in the phone book. It's under cleaners, and it's ALCO, A-L-C-O.
I think
a long time ago, I believe the owners went to Marion Catholic. I think it was something else. It wasn't Kimball, K-I-M-M-E-L, or I don't know. It seemed like it was a different name years ago.
Well, that's interesting. So that little place on Sefner is still open.
Uh-huh. Because yesterday, and you said, no, it's closed. And see, I don't go down that street much, so I just took it was. And she said the one at Rite Aid, I don't know if that used to be Big M chain. She said they're already closed.
Well, that's interesting.
So I didn't think to ask ours. I guess if anybody's interested, they could call them. But I wanted to call and tell you that yesterday, Mr. Grogan, he called and said, he'll do it.
Also, we have our 40th entrant into the fruitcake toss.
Yes, and then that Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl, I think you're going to have to do that on the computer.
Yeah.
And then Jason Schauber, I just called him again. His voicemail is full. So apparently he is not, you know, I would think being a city council person, he would get those off fast. And I called that Brett Cornelius again and left a message because he hadn't called me back, and that's the only ones I've got left. Oh, no. Judge Fredericks, I believe they said he'll be out of the office until the 12th of December. So that's only 2 or 3 days, but I just left a message anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Now we've got the prosecutor in 40 entrants into the fruitcake toss. This is really going to be some event.
Yeah, and I just told her, I said, anybody in the office, that's what I tell them, wants to do it, you know, that's fine.
Well, you know what?
And do it. So that's what I told the auditor, and when I talked to the sheriff or anybody, whoever I talked to, I just said anybody that wants to do it, you know, could do it. So,
you know, I'll tell you something funny about this. I can't say, but there is, now that Ray's going to be in it, there's somebody else, one of the other 40 people in this, who's going to be tremendously happy that he's involved in this.
Trying to compete, you mean?
Well, I don't know if it'll be. I will be interested to see who will throw it further between this person and Ray. But what's interesting is, I believe, you know, the day will be a little brighter and happier because he will be there.
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes the size, maybe the guy from Donato's is a little guy, but that Sheriff Bell, so I don't know. When I saw him at Lynn Hipshire, we got about the ditch, and he came up and sat in the meeting. And I mean, when you're kind of big, you've got the power, I think. So I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Well, but we've also got 500-pound Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life.
But he's lost weight, hasn't he?
Well, no, he started at 700 pounds. Now he's down to 500.
Oh, my goodness.
He's 500 now.
Yeah. suppose.
It's going to be fun. I hope the weather's good enough for you to make it out to stand in the crowd that night, because this is going to be fun.
Well, I don't know if I can stand. That's just it. The weather, I don't want my breathing. I don't want to get pneumonia or something. I'll just see how it is.
Yeah, and we'll be broadcasting
it. I watched it last year, and I don't know if my daughters, one of them, would come, because I'm not going to walk that far in the cold.
Right.
It's really nasty, though.
Well, and we'll be broadcasting it on this, so that'll be good.
Now, are you going to put something in the paper like a week or two before if anybody wants to do it? Or?
Yeah, we've already got and I'm also kind of thinking about that, because now we've got 40 people in from the nominations from the people listening to the station, but I haven't even run it in the paper yet. I was waiting till the peanut push was over to do it. So after this weekend, I'm going to send that off to them, and I don't know how many nominations that's going to bring. Because we'll still have...
It might be good for a Sunday paper, because most people don't get the paper anymore, and... if they pick it up for sales, there's not any. You'd have a lot. You don't even get two or three sales of the paper anymore. We're used to you get 10 or more and stuff. But Sunday, I mean, more people would pick it up. And I don't know, but what did you serve last year for the refreshment?
You know, it ended up last year, Pastor Craig, God bless him, brought a meat and cheese tray, I think. And Angie made no-bake cookies and reindeer chow.
Well, one of those papers in Sundays I threw you out was down in Columbus, that Krispy Kreme. You can get a dozen donuts, and then they give you a dozen free. And you're allowed three, but there were two coupons. To me, donuts would be simpler if you're having coffee and hot chocolate. Because chips, you know, it's cold. If they're going to be eating outside, it's too... The donuts is kind of easy to eat. And then I thought if you got with, I know Meyer's does donuts and Kroger's and Dunkin' Donuts or Andrew's. I think Andrew's is pretty good if they would donate the donuts.
Andrew's has
donuts would be easier to, he's very, I think, for stuff like that to donate. And
you know, nobody's put Andrew in the fruitcake toss.
Well, I don't know him. I just went in there once or probably twice the whole time. That everybody says how good they are, and I think for stuff, I'm not going to say charities, but I think I'm not going to say donate, but he works very well with you. But in Columbus, I thought for $4 a dozen, now, not on sale, they might be 10 or 12, I don't know, but they would probably work with you too. But if you could get them for $4 or $5 if nobody donates them, but like chips and stuff, I don't know if it's cold, you got gloves on, I don't see how you could eat that. So I wonder what you guys ate last year.
Yeah, I know Angie's going to do the no-bakes and the reindeer chow again, because she's very good at that and it's very delicious. But as far as the main, I don't know. You know, I know that I'm trying to think of something that would be very easy, because that's a big part of it. Something has to be very easy, and it has to be, I just wanted something unique that people would not normally be eating, and I don't know what that is.
Maybe they could make a fruitcake donut.
Well, maybe, you know, I keep going back to hot dogs, but I think what might be fun with the hot dogs is if we end up with hot dogs, is having, although hot dogs aren't that cheap anymore, it would be interesting to have somebody special cook them. Like during Buckeye Chuck, the mayor, Jack Kellogg, and his wife used to cook the Spam sandwiches. So I wonder if we could get somebody, because we've got a lot of dignitaries there that night, who could man the grill to cook the hot dogs.
Well, the thing is, I mean, if it's cold, I just got donuts because they're easy and you don't have to keep them really hot or cold and stuff, because if it's freezing out, I'm not going to say, and a lot of snow, I just thought that would be... But I thought the donut places probably would like to donate to get the coverage. You know what I mean?
Well, donuts would not be bad. And I wonder if Andrew, because he's a culinary expert right out of Tri Rivers, I wonder if he could come up with a fruitcake-ish donut. I don't know how he could do it, but you never know.
Now, is he out at Tri Rivers with any cooking or anything?
I don't know what he. I mean, I know he runs his shop. I know he graduated from there, but other than that, I really don't know.
Well, you should call and see, and or Dunkin' Donuts, and I know Meyer's and Kroger's have donuts also, and, you know, and different stuff, because they'd like the, you know, probably the coverage and stuff, but to me, like hot dogs and stuff, they're kind of messy, and if you have sauce, I don't know. to me, it was just, and chips, or, you know, if you have gloves, is everybody outside, or do they go inside and eat? Everybody.
You know, pretty well everybody stayed outside last year. It wasn't that bad temperature-wise, and people want to watch people throw the fruitcake. So most people stayed outside.
Yeah, I want to watch them, so maybe I'll see if one of my daughters can bring me. And
you can always bring a lawn chair. You can always bring a lawn chair to sit in.
Yeah, and stuff. But so unless I hear from Schauber and Fredericks, I think that's for me, because when you call down at to Jim Goodall, his rings forever. And then Colleen, you go through 7 or 8 things to push. And I know I pushed HR and I pushed community, like advance or something, but nobody gets back with me.
Well, so I'll tell you, I appreciate what you've done. And I would be surprised if Brett Cornelius did not get back with you. Maybe he's just waiting to ask the people, because Brett's very good about that.
Well, Mr. Ratliff, I don't know where the numbers are. I have so much paperwork, and he was very nice last year, but he had to go to Cleveland or something. But I don't have his number. And Schauber, I can't understand. His has been, voicemail has been full for a while, and I don't know how he's getting these people, you know, because they complain to the city council, but nobody can get through to him, so.
Well, let me see here.
I had the same number. I had the same number you had.
Oh, I mean for Ayers. Do you have Ayers' number?
No, not this year. You gave me most of them last year.
Yeah,
however I copied these, I didn't, for some reason, they're someplace else.
Well, I do have Ayers here if you'd like his number.
Give it to me and I'll give him a quick call before I get started on stuff.
Yes, it's 740.
Okay.
802.
Okay.
0277.
0277.
Yep, and that's right from the website, so it's public information for everybody.
Yeah, because Monday, I don't know if they meet every Monday, or I knew they met, so I was trying to get a hold of him so they could ask the others, but nobody got back with me, so okay then.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, Ray Grogan, now the 40th entrant into the Fruitcake Toss. And again, the Fruitcake Toss will take place December 15th at 7 p.m. Holy mackerel. James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, Ray Grogan, Sarah, Judy Cressa, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, pretty much everybody from the station, Fruitcake Lily, Bob Welsh, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, the Auditor's Office, Fire Chief Deem, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer. Boy, oh boy, what an event that's going to be on the 15th at 7 p.m. Now, does anybody have any idea on what in the world we can serve at this Fruitcake Toss? 40 people. Now, we've hit the 40 mark, and I've been waiting to run it in the paper till the peanut push was over, because I didn't want to have any conflict with that. So, here we are. Now, who out there, what brilliant minds have an idea on what kind of food that we could serve at this seminal event coming up here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. Any ideas out there? Or what do you make about the Velveeta Kraft macaroni and cheese being sued by a Florida woman because it's taking longer than 3.5 minutes to cook the microwave version of the Velveeta macaroni and cheese? Only $5 million. She's only suing for $5 million. I guess that's pain and discomfort that she went under there. How long does it take to cook these things? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts from the listening audience out there? Give us a buzz. All right. I think that's all I had today. Boy, that woman is nutty as a fruitcake, as they would say. Now, remember, the winner of the Fruitcake Toss gets a fruitcake, an actual Claxton fruitcake. They get a certificate saying they're the 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion. They will get dinner somewhere that night here in Marion, and they will also get a plaque that Bob Welsh is preparing, bringing in from Columbus, Ohio. So we look forward to that. Going to be a big night. We've also got the inductions into the Upper Crust Society that night for Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, and Buckeye Guy. Boy, it's going to be an event of epic proportions. An event you won't want to miss. An extravaganza. A happening. All right. 7-4. And I was telling somebody yesterday, you got to practice. Because you think you know how to throw it, but you really don't. Because it's not like a brick. It's 1 pound. You got to get... Oh, I don't know. It's a different thing. You got to practice, though. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. What else is in the hopper here? Oh, you know what? I promised I would do this, so I've got to do this today. I love the letter. Some morning I might get into this book, Letters from Santa Claus, from the 1940s until now. It's a great, great book, so I'll have to do that at some point. We started a Family Feud question yesterday. We had great participation yesterday with the Family Feud, so hopefully it continues today. But we started one, so let's try to finish the category in the next 16 minutes that we started yesterday. By the way, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today from 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon, and the Adam the Computer Guy show from 12:15 until 1. Don't miss that for love nor money. All right. The category we started yesterday was, what would another driver do that would make you mad? And we got the first answer. Number one answer, cut you off. But there still are four other big answers today. Does anybody have the four other big answers? What would another driver do that would make you mad? 740-751-4038. You know, I would think this one would be custom made for our friend Sarah out there driving the bus with all the experience of driving around town. All right, answer number one, but we've got four other answers here. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off is the number one answer. What are the other four things that people could do that would make you mad as a driver? Or what would how should I say that? What would another driver do that would make you mad? Four remaining answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 15 minutes left in the broadcast today. Are we going to get these answers? It's hard to tell from day to day at this point. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Number one answer, cut you off. Four other answers to go here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Tailgating.
Tailgating. Let's see here. No tailgating on here. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No tailgating on the list today. How about that? What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off is number one. There are still four other answers. What are the four other answers? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the Hoosiers from Santa Claus. Always a fascinating feature. Her interview is on the
website. Oh, it's on the website. Thank you,
Adam. And my answer would be drive too slow or drive too fast.
Not driving too slow or fast. Good guess, though.
Okay, well, I certainly tried.
All right. No driving too slow or too fast at this point. And Pat Koch's interview is on the website, wwgh1071.com, and we thank Adam for that. Go ahead, caller.
running a stop sign or red light?
Not running a stop sign or red light. Good guess. Not running a stop sign or a red light today. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Go ahead, caller.
A honking their horn at me.
Honking the horn. That is number two on the list. You got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Number two on the list is to honk your horn continuously at somebody. We don't need that, do we? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just talked to Brett Cornell. Yes, he had left me a message while I was talking to you, making a noise, and I can kind of tell when somebody leaves me a message. And he can't come because Thursday, I think around that time, he has he's a preacher. I think he has either a sermon or something.
Oh, okay.
And he said he'd love to come, but he already has, you know, something that night.
Were you able to get in touch with Ayers?
No, I'm going to give him a call, but I told him about Jason's voicemail full, and I think he mentioned somebody else. I think he's going to contact them.
Sounds
maybe
good.
Maybe email or something. So I forget the other person's name. I forget. So I'll tell Ayers, and then if he can tell either Jason or somebody else, maybe they can tell the others.
Sounds great. Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, all right. And we've got another phone call coming in here. Boy, oh boy, we're nailing it here this morning. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Well, we lost that call. Let's try this one. All the phone issues. Go ahead, caller.
Flipping the bird.
No flipping the bird on here. No obscene gestures. No obscene gestures on the list today. What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off and honk at you continuously. Still three answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do we have? Go ahead, caller.
Taking the parking spot that I was headed to.
No parking spot. Good guess. No parking spot, but not a bad guess at all. All right, what would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously. Three other answers to go here in about 10 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the remaining three answers? 40 people in the fruitcake toss, December 15th at 7 p.m. Holy moly. That's going to be a night. I'm sure there'll just be a standing room only crowd, and it will be standing room only because everybody will be standing. Unless you bring a lawn chair, which you can do, or some kind of chair you'd want to bring with you. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Still three answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
My personal worst when they don't use their turn signal.
Not you. Using the turn signals is number three on the list. Does that happen a lot out there on the road?
Yes, and I hate it with a passion.
Well, it's number three on the list. You got it. Not using the turn signals. Absolutely on the list here. What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals. Still two other answers left here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two answers, 8 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. 740-751-4038. Who's got those remaining two answers? What would another driver do that would make you mad? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I don't know the answers you had, but I'll say flip you off or cuss you out.
No obscene gestures on the road.
No yelling at you?
No yelling. No. No.
Oh, I thought that'd be there for sure. Okay.
Okay. No yelling or obscene gestures out there on that particular road. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off? Honk at you continuously? Fail to use turn signals? Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the remaining two answers? Does anybody? It might be difficult here today. You know, these remaining two things are things that I think would tick people off. What would another driver do that would make you mad? This is the question here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you have tailgate, like ride your bumper?
No tailgating on the list.
Oh, I thought that was yesterday. Okay.
Yep. No tailgating on this particular list today. What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals. Still two answers left to go here. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims this morning, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. And we thank Adam for putting the interview with Pat Koch from Santa Claus, Indiana, up this morning on the website, WWGH1071.com. And again, get your letters out ASAP, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And you can also send donations to them by making the check payable to Santa's Elves. Same address. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say take your parking place, like you're ready to pull in and they take it.
No taking of parking places, but a good guess.
Okay.
No taking of parking places today. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Now, we're under the five-minute mark at this point. Still got two answers left. Are we going to get them in the remaining 5 minutes today? What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals. What are the other two answers? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Playing the radio too loud?
Not playing the radio too loud. Not playing the radio too loud. Not a bad guess, though. What would another driver do that would make you mad? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I wait all year to hear your interview with Pat Scott. I was counting the seconds and made the coffee. It was just fascinating. But anyway, drive while drunk or under the influence of drugs.
No driving while impaired, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No driving while impaired. Thank goodness, we don't need any of that. All right here. Go ahead, caller.
When you go to pass, they speed up.
Well, there's one close to that, but not that one. There's one close to that, but not exactly that one. 57 minutes past the hour. Only 3 minutes left here. Who's got the answers? What would another driver do that would make you mad? Cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use their turn signals. Still two answers left here. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still two big answers left to go here. Who's got them? Go ahead, caller.
Come to a sudden stop?
No sudden stop, but that's a good guess. No sudden stop on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. 2 minute warning here today. We're under the 2 minute mark. 2 minutes, two answers. What would another driver do that would make you mad? We've got cut you off, honk at you continuously, fail to use turn signals. Go ahead, caller.
Not drive the speed limit, like go slow.
Not going slow, but a good guess. Not going slow, but not a bad guess at all, to be sure. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello once again, Scott. Did somebody say, like, have a really loud muffler, a noisy car because the muffler's bad or something like that?
No noisy car, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No noisy car, but not a bad guess at all. All right, I think we've got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Weaving in and out.
Failing to pick a lane. That's one of them. You got it.
Okay.
Failing to pick a lane. Now we've got one answer left. We've got 30 seconds and one answer. Is anybody going to get it? 740-751-4038. What would another driver do that would make you mad? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it always makes me mad when somebody comes at me with their bright lights on.
You know, that is a pet peeve. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, Voice of the People with Linda Sims coming up next. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Won't be on tomorrow, but I'll be back Friday morning.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. From 101-year-old oldest working actor in Hollywood, Norman Lloyd, reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast